We are bottom of page 152. We'll be learning tonight about the Be'er, the well of Miriam. We'll be talking as well about Melava Malka. A very interesting diuk. Then hopefully we'll start Simon Shin Aleph, which is the halacha boy is permitted to we'll start off with halachas of running on Shabbos and gym. Anybody into gym? Gym? I can see you, yeah, good, okay. So you have to do this on Shabbos or not. Let us start with the bottom of page 152, which tells us the halacha of, as follows, that's the Rama in Simon Reish Tzadi Test, Seif Yud, towards the end. V'yesh Oymer, some say, Lidlois Mayim, B'chol Motz Shabbos. Some say it's right, it's good, it's good practice to draw water from the well on Motz Shabbos. Assuming you don't have a tap at home, if you don't have a tap at home or any conventional plumbing as we have nowadays, if you just go to the well. So some say you should draw the water from the well Dafka on Motz Shabbos. Why? Ki be'eiro shel Miriam, listen to that, unbelievable. The well of Miriam, Soivev, goes around. The well of Miriam goes around. Kol Motz Shabbos, every Motz Shabbos. Did you know that, Moshe? He goes, the well of Miriam goes around on Motz Shabbos. Kol Motz Shabbos. It goes around. It floats around all the wells internationally, universally, globally, and therefore, umisha pegia boy, whoever encounters the Be'er of Miriam, v'yishter and drinks from that well, yisrape mikol tachlov, gets well and healthy from any of his potential illnesses. Rabbosai, I don't know how to deal with this Rama. It's a Rama quoting from the Kolboy. What we do know is the next words of the Rama, Leiraisi Leminok. I haven't seen anybody practicing this minik, says the Rama. Have you seen anybody going around to wells, trying to draw water? But it's quite an unbelievable promise. Naftali, have been to wells and Motz Shabbos? No? So, because the unbelievable thing is, he doesn't mince his words by saying that whoever drinks, whoever encounters it, vishtem, and drinks from that well, yisrape mikol tachlov, gets well from any illnesses. Look at that promise. Oh yes, that's right. It's Gzer Shova. Well, I see. Very good, very nice. Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I have no idea. Yeah, there's no equivalent. Yeah.
It's saying all the worlds are connected.
I know. What you're referring to is the Medrash about the Be'er of Miriam was connecting to all the, in the Midbar, was the whole canal system. The Be'er of Miriam is not to be pictured into one single Be'er, the way we picture it from when we colored it in reception, but rather it's mavur in the midrashim that it was all canal system throughout the all canal system, irrigation system throughout all the camps of Knal Yisrael in the Midbar. They didn't have to really go very far to draw the water. The well of Miriam went all the way to the tents, so it was a proper irrigation system. Now I don't know. So you're probably referring to that. So, I'm not sure. I don't know how we deal with it nowadays, Abgidian. I don't know how to get to that skulav. Yisrapim kol tachluav. Yeah. So the Rama finishes off with the words. Ein le'altzim reish tam gimel mishle moisiv mechoyde la kodesh. Somebody who adds on Motz Shabbos a little bit to the Shabbos is he allowed to imut loy malach shiavdilas v'smelocha? Allowed to somebody who sleeps on Shabbos a little bit longer. Is he allowed to ask somebody else to do Havdalah, but to do Melacha for him on his behalf? So say, you want to have a bit more Shabbos, another hour or two, can you ask somebody else to do Melacha for you? Say, switch the line on and off, or say something like that. So the Rama doesn't answer the question over here, but he says that it's discussed in Simon Reish Samach Gimel. There, we discussed that it is Mutter. Now, I want to point out in the Mishnebura, at the very end of the Sifkot Mem, the last Mishnebura, he brings a minik. The minik is Maril or Yomekapel Atales Shaloi Bukhon Motz Shabbos. Maril used to be folding his talis every Motz Shabbos, Kedeles Asik B'mitzvah Miyad. He used to fold the talis. Now, the fact that we don't fold the talis on Shabbos, The fact that we don't fold the talis on Shabbos, that's Medina. You're not allowed to fold a talis on Shabbos. That's the halacha. You're not allowed to fold it on the fold. But this is so you have to fold it not in a regular way. But on Matzah Shabbos, the minig is to fold the talis straight to take it out and to fold the talis the proper manner on Matzah Shabbos. And there is and the Maril says the reason is because there is asik b'mitzvah that straight away on a Shabbos goes out, you straight away miss asik in a mitzvah. I must say my shver is gesund. My shver always I have that picture in my mind. He always on Matzah Shabbos he takes a tea towel, and he said he thinks the Maril is talking about that to dry the dishes. He's probably got this type of talus, this kind of material to dry the dishes on Matzah Shabbos. That's not the poshup shot in the Maril. He said that you should be busy with a mitzvah straight away on Matzah Shabbos, and that's why we fold the talus, to be busy with a mitzvah item straight away on Matzah Shabbos. Okay, Simon Shin, she'sad shulchanah b'Matzah Shabbos. The halach is she sat the shulchanah to set the table on Matzah Shabbos. Shulchanah seif aleph. There's only one seif over here. Le'olam yesade olam shulchanah b'Matzah Shabbos. A person should set the table on Matzah Shabbos. Kidei in order le'lavoy is Shabbos in order to accompany the Shabbos. Was like a queen. We accompany the Shabbos out. Melava the malka. We accompany Shabbos out. Hafilu ein tzorich el lechizayis. Even if he doesn't. Wait, if he's not going to eat more than a kezais, so that's a minimal amount, nevertheless, you should set the table in order to give the cover the due respect for Shabbos, which is leaving. Now, I want to just point something out. If you look at the Mishnah Bus, if Kotna Aleph, it says, Yisad Oshul Chonoi v'chulu. Hanulifois mapo shul chonoi, to set the table with a tablecloth, they're covered in a respectful way. V'chein, similarly, Shar Dvorim, all the other matters, the way you normally set the table in a respectful manner, in the b'chavadik way, that's how you set the table on Matzah Shabbos. Yeah. But you're not obligated to start cooking things, and prepare. But you don't have to overly exceed in terms of preparation of lavalka. Now, I just point something out. If you look at the first few words of this Mishnah Berurah, there's something quite striking. What seems to be the main emphasis, the main focus of this halacha? Exactly. So it appears, and somebody was medayik that to me. I only found out literally a couple of days ago, and it's true. The Shulchan Aruch says, you set the table on Matzah Shabbos. If you can eat, you should eat. If you can't eat, then don't eat. But in terms of the melav of the malka obligation, the main, the shoyrish, the root of the halacha is to set the table, and that's what the Shulchan Mishnah Berurah says. We have respectful table late on Matzah Shabbos. If you can eat, if you're hungry, then you should eat. If you're not hungry, then don't eat. Because you can't eat. It's achila gasa. It's exceedingly, you know, it's gluttony if you can't eat. And that's what Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us more. But if you, that doesn't mean that you're exempt from the main obligation, which is setting the table. It's mamash meduyek. I mean, it's not meduyek. That's what it says. The ikar halacha is to set the table. Or di taina. Yeah, it's definitely the hair. Now the Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us towards the end of Sif Katan Aleph. I'm just reading the last few words. He said that ideally, if you can, you should have meat or other cooked items. But v'imeinu, if you can't, if you think if by eating more you're going to pop, then it could go in bekaitz or in the summer days. Shemachin bismaneinu lechal asud shlishis. So mochlech when you eat shalashud, it's very late on Shabbos afternoon. You know that. Now it's Matzah Shabbos, an hour late. You just can't eat a thing. You just can't eat. Oh, I want to speak about that in a minute. If you can't eat anything, then at the very least, eat some mezoinos, biscuits, cake. Yeah, it'll be all right. No, it's okay. Or at least some pears, some fruit. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm talking about Malav Malka. Yeah, Malav Malka, if you can, I have a fruit. Mezoinos, even better. And pizza, yeah, pizza is, and pizza, definitely. Yeah, so, now, Rabbi Elzal asked a very good question. I never knew there was a discussion about it. And I'm very grateful to this show to bring these mamakomas, which I looked into. And it's very interesting. So the question that Rabbi Elzal asked is the following. What happens if a person is eating shalashudas, and he's not quite, okay, but he's eating shalashudas. And now, Let's leave out the Havdalah element of it. Either he's saying Havdalah during the meal, or he went to Maariv, or whatever it is. And now he says, you know what, I might as well just continue now. And he didn't bench, okay? The critical point being, for whatever reason, he didn't bench. So he's in the middle of his Shalosh Udas, and now he said, you know what? L'shem Yichud Kodesh Baruch Hu, now this continuation now is going to be the Melava Malka. Okay, so you'll have to do without pizza, maybe, you know, you'll have to just... So the continuation of the next half, now, that's going to be Melava Malka. So it's part of the same meal. Okay, so assuming that you didn't, let's say you're right, you didn't have Maariv. Let's say he's going to have Maariv later. This is a 10 o'clock Maariv later on. And he's going to have later Maariv. But he said, Atochen Antonu, who said, Amboch Hamavdil, whatever it is, it's clearly now not Shabbos anymore. And he's now, okay, you know what, he may have made proper Avdol in the middle of when Shabbos went out, or he just said Boruch Hamavdil. Let's leave out this detail. The point being that the second part of this meal now he intends to have as a Melavat Malka. Does that work? Yes or no? What do you say? Can you have the same meal? First half being Shalosh Shudas, second half being Melavat Malka? Yeah, but that's not Mamash talking about this very Shaila, but I hear what you're saying. Interruptions? No, let's say he didn't interrupt. He just said Boruch Hamavdil and he went on. So, well, it is, it's still, you're saying that it's not late fresh. Moshe said it needs to be late fresh. It needs to be sorted out. Yeah.
Two meals and one bread wash.
You say that it's...
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
You could go to lunch and Shalosh Udas together, could you?
Yeah, you couldn't. Right here, yeah. Okay, so it was to me an astonishing chiddush to see that some achronim are making. To me, it sounded like absolutely what you're saying. Like you can't have a long meal and decide that's the second meal on Shabbos, that's the Shalosh Udas. He wouldn't work. So to me, I thought, if it's even worse, because one is a Shabbos meal and one is a Melava Malka meal, that seems to be a contradiction in terms. How could you extend it? But nevertheless, I did see that some achronim are making. And the Ali Rabbi says that it's fine as long as you're eating on Matzah Shabbos, that's acceptable. You're eating a meal on Matzah Shabbos. So who cares? Yes, you said you did say Boruch Hamavdil. It's a different meal. It's now Melava Malka. Now you're accompanying the queen.
Would you say
No, you wouldn't.
You started on Shabbos.
Yeah, but you wouldn't. You're right. You wouldn't. And the Tehillah David on that says, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. Tehillah David, one of the Gdol Achronim, in Simon Shintake here, he says that it doesn't make any sense. How can you accompany the queen? This is a contradiction in terms. You can't have Shalosh Udas and Melava Malka simultaneously or one of in the same meal. And he argues and he doesn't like it at all. But it's interesting to know that some poets came on Mekel. Yeah.
Surely we learned this a few months ago, like a person who stole the Shalosh Udas over Shabbos, when Shabbos is out, are we allowed to say what it says?
Yeah, depending. Yes, if it didn't say Boruch Hamavdil or it didn't say Atochen Antonu, then you're right.
But if it did, then yeah. You have to say.
Yeah. Now there is a shayla, Rabbi. Have you heard of such a hakboda, not to do melochas before Melava Malka? Say, person is self-employed, and on Shabbos he wants to do some work. Okay, wants to get on with a few emails and get on with work and do a few, to catch up a bit of work. Have you heard of our kpoda not to do so before you've eaten Melava Malka?
Melava Malka, is that halacha? You have to have a Melava Malka?
Well, Shulchan Aruch taught us now that you should. Shimon Shin tells us, la'oyle misad al Shulchan, you should have Melava Malka if you can.
And that you should wash then for Melava Malka, you wash and bench for Melava Malka?
Yeah, so there is ideally if a person can, he should have it straight away, but if he's not hungry, then he can delay it a little bit. He can delay it. So I want to tell you about that because very much the Mishnah Berurah of Cotton Base says that very much in line with what you are saying. So Cotton Base says, Kedei Lavos, the Kashem Shtoich Lechaber El Shabbos Bechnisoso, just like you have to honor Shabbos when Shabbos comes in, Kain similarly Tzoich Lechabdo Bietziyoso, so too you need to honor it when Shabbos goes out. Kishem Shodo Melaves Amelech Betzei Seminir, just like when a king leaves the city, you would honor the king when he exits the city. You'd accompany it respectfully. Therefore, it appears, says the Mishnah Berurah, that shetov la'akdima, it is proper to do it as early as possible on Motzei Shabbos, kidei in order, shetiyeh smucha letzias Shabbos, you should be close to Motzei Shabbos as close as possible. V'meino toiv adayin le'echol, but if a person is not hungry yet, me'anochen al kulponim, it is proper, says the Mishnah Berurah, it is proper, shelo yasik b'melocha bekeva, you should not do kva melocha, which means proper work, Achi came to the zoo until you have eaten the Malava Malka. So he says that if you are working, you should. He said that. So he said the timing of Malava Malka should be, if you can, as soon as Motzei Shabbos. It's the ideal time to have Malava Malka. If you are not hungry yet, you can delay it later, postpone it until later on. But ideally, you should not do proper work before Malava Malka because there's an element of Shabbos remains. And therefore, if it's possible, you can do, of course, you can do melachas. But to do proper work, although it's past Havdalah, proper work, you should wait, refrain if you can, until after Melav Malka. It's a chumrah be'alma, so it's no worries if it's difficult, but it's an interesting chumrah that Mishnah Berurah does bring down. Certainly not after Chatzos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, and I'm skipping two lines, and he brings a fascinating, fascinating, fascinating makor. I'm skipping two lines. The Kadmonim say, the Eva Echot Yesh Be'odom. There is one limb in a person. Venizkoi Shemoi. And the name of that particular limb, it's a bone, I think, is Niskoi. And Vizewa Eva, and that particular limb, Nishar Kayim Bekeva, this particular limb remains in the, after person is nifta, after person dies, it remains in the keva, it does not decompose. At es atchia, until tchias ha-meisim. That particular limb doesn't decompose. It stays forever. Until tchias ha-meisim. Ve'afilu achas shenirkevu pekal atzomois, even after all the bones and everything else has, disintegrated, zeo eva, that particular niskoi, this particular limb, einu nenem shum achila, this particular limb can only, it only gets sustained from, only sustains, doesn't take anything, only from Malav Malka. So that particular limb, that only sustenance comes from Malav Malka food. It doesn't take anything else. So therefore, and it's the only limb that doesn't disintegrate. And therefore, that's what the Kadmonim say. Very interesting. What do you think about it? I don't know which one it is exactly. Is that what you heard? Some say that it is part of the, yes, I heard that taka once. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's true. Yeah, I heard that once. Yeah. So it only eats from the food of Malav Malka. And that may be, but the Mishnah Berurah does say that the Dan Mikol Mokum, that's your question as well, the Dan Mikol Mokum Suda Einu Chayv Olav Kumo Shal HaShudas, Shal Shabbos, it's not as of an obligation as Shal HaShudas. If you have to choose between the two, you're going to go for Shal HaShudas, which is the main obligation on Shabbos, to Shamas Mechu Akro, because that's close to the Reiser. The three meals on Shabbos is on a higher level. The Zorak Mitzvah Ba'al and Shal HaShudas is only on a lower level. So if you've got to choose between the two, you should go for the Shal HaShudas rather than the Melavad Malka. For Nafkamina, Eicha Deyev Shal Olikayim Kulam. And if you can't have all, then you have to prioritize Shal HaShudas rather than Melavad Malka. Now, the question that is asked sometimes is, what about women, Noshim? Are women obligated for Melavad Malka, yes or no? Yes? Why different?
Is Malav Malka the Raisa?
No.
The Rabban?
Yes.
No.
Mitzvah. Oh, you're saying it's time bound mitzvah. What did you say? That it is surely obligated or obligated?
Why?
And you said that it should be. Because you could argue that it's time bound mitzvah. You should washing up. They don't have time for it. Exactly. Yeah. 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 So there is a machloikis about it. Whilst one could argue that it's a time about mitzvah, it's not an argument that, like all the Shabbos obligations, women are, all the Shabbos related obligations, women are obligated. So then one could argue that it's connected to Shabbos. It's the accompanying of Shabbos, the ending of Shabbos. But it's not so posh. But others also argue that, and that's a bit, I'm not sure that's such a strong argument, but you could say that she also has got that bone. And just to give some sustenance to that bone as well. But it's a bit, one could argue with about that, because if she's not obligated, then I'm not sure. But yes, so there's an argument about that. Some poskim are mekel, some poskim are machmir. There's a scholar, I remember seeing many times, that it's brought down from, I think from the Beis Medrash of the Vilna Gaon, it's brought down that it's a scholar for easy birth. To eat Melava de Malka. That's what I seem to remember from some places, that it's a skula for easy birth to eat Melava de Malka. Okay. Now, the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Gimel tells us one more minhag, and that is, it's a Shabbos mitamze, yishnoigim leharabos neros b'motzei Shabbos, some of the minhag to light candles on Motzei Shabbos, yosim me'achol, more lights than on weekdays, for noigim gam kaloma piyutim es miros achavdola, two minhagim, one minhag is to add extra lights on Motzei Shabbos, minhag number one. Meaning number two, to sing Zmiras on Motzei Shabbos, like Hamav, Dilu, Eliyahu, Novi, to sing various Zmiras on Motzei Shabbos. Two minhagim brought down in the Mishnah Berurah over here. Simon Shin Aleph. Basic Keli Mutalot says, Be'ezeh, B'Shabbos, U'me'ezeh, Masurim. Very interesting that Simon Shin Aleph is a very, very long Simon. Very long Simon. I'm not sure, it could be that it's, I think it's, I don't know if it's the longest, but it's only one of the longest simonim. It's going to go all the way till page 170 in our editions. And the main topic of this simon is actually primarily discussing things that are, things you're allowed to wear on Shabbos and things you're allowed. So in English it's so beautiful, because as opposed to many other languages, there's a distinction between carrying and wearing. We're not allowed to carry on Shabbos, but obviously allowed to wear godim on Shabbos. And in many languages, there's no distinction. So, Simon Shin Aleph tells us, what's the difference? What are the things that you're allowed to wear, and therefore is permitted to walk around with on Shabbos, and what not? These very things with Shabbos, there are bonon, some may even be the Raisa, but it's about defining what is permissible to walk around with, and what not. So, there's countless halachas indeed, and they will be discussed in Simon Shin Aleph. So it is in a way connected and interlinked to the melach of carrying on Shabbos, because whatever is not included in as a garment is going to be also melach of carrying on Shabbos. So it's on Shabbos. More to follow on that in Mitzvah Shem. But before it goes into details, there's additional few halachas which are brought down. And the first one is Ein Logot B'Shabbos. First halacha being allowed to run on Shabbos. Running on Shabbos is also Elohim Kein, unless on Lidva Mitzvah for Mitzvah matter. So running on Shabbos is also Mishnah Berurah says if Katan Aleph Shalem Avichaber Toy Maaseh Is Dira Checha Shloi Luchucha B'Shabbos Kilucha B'Choil, that you should walk differently on Shabbos than you walk on weekdays. On weekdays we tend to run, we're in a rush, we're hurrying. So on Shabbos you should calm down and walk in a different way than you normally walk on Shabbos. So therefore, don't run on Shabbos. If it's for mitzvah matter, you're trying to be on time to shul, or you're going to learning, to chavusa, then it's permitted. But if it's not a dvar mitzvah, you're not allowed to run on Shabbos. So mitzvah is defined, but if you're going to shul, you're allowed to run, otherwise not. The Shulchan Aruch continues, running is considered wide steps. Now wide steps is jumping, or particularly wide steps, which the Mishnah defines, if you're walking more than a half a step, which is quite substantial, that'll be considered running. That's a psia gasa, which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So particularly long steps, particularly wide steps on Shabbos, that's also, unless it's a dvar mitzvah. If you can have less. The Shulchan Aruch then continues and says, Pachurim, top of page 154, what about Bochim, who like to run and jump? Yeah, we were also once there. You know, it's not that, yeah? Bochim who like to run and walk and jump, they enjoy the physical and the physical activity. So then the Shulchan Aruch says mutar, it's permitted. If you enjoy the running, then there's no problem, because the whole problem is respect Shabbos and walk in a different way. But if that's the honor, you're giving Shabbos the honor by doing that running, if that gives you an enjoyment, it's permitted. וכן לירו יש כל דבר שמסענגים וכן מותו לטייל. And similarly also when you're running because you want to go somewhere that gives you great pleasure, that would be permitted as well. Mishnah Berurah says, כל עוד מותו לא רוצה כדי לירו יש דבר שמסענג בו. If you're going because you want to see something which gives you great pleasure, that also is permitted, Mishnah Berurah says. And that's not only referring to Bochim, but anybody. If you're doing it for pleasure, then it will be permitted. Maybe to just mention briefly, what if somebody is jogging permitted on Shabbos? Jogging, somebody who jogs.
No. Exercise.
So is that permitted or not?
No.
Over to the Chol. Over to the Chol. Oh. So Lemais, it's interesting that the contents of most poskim is that it is also, although you may be enjoying it, it is also because there's an element of it of potentially being it. There's an over the choil element of it, and there's also another issue which is related to simchin chavches refuah aspect, which is also.
I have seen people
walking a dog. Yeah, why would a person walk a dog?
Give the dog exercise.
Yeah, but what is it for, to give the dog exercise?
I would think so.
Is it for to give the dog the exercise? So I,
if
he's enjoying it himself, there's room to be lenient. If he's enjoying it, it's lichayre no different than lichayre is mutter. If he's enjoying it himself, I don't see why it should be also. If he's enjoying it. If he's enjoying the walk.
No, the man.
If the master is enjoying it, then the choir should be muta, I believe.
But if it was just to give the dog exercise. Yeah,
then I don't know. I'm not so sure. Then it's the choir. It's not misaneg with it. Yeah. Okay, more to follow on this point tomorrow, Be'ezer Hashem. We learned tonight about the Miriam's well, which is floating around on Motzei Shabbos. If you encounter it, don't hesitate to take some of it because it's going to make you very healthy and very well. Nobody's knowing on that minik, says Ramo. We spoke about Malava Malka, and we spoke about folding the talus straight to Motzei Shabbos to Misasik Mitzvah. Malava de Malka is mainly about setting the table. If a person can eat, he should. If a person can't eat, then he shouldn't. We learned you can also do Malava de Malka with fruit and mezoinus. If you have to choose between Malava de Malka and Shalosh Shudos, you're going to go for? Yes, because it's closer to the Reise. We discussed there's a particular limb which only gets sustenance from that particular meal once a week of Malav de Malka, and it doesn't decompose at all even after 120 in the Keva. We learned that there's a minik to light candles on Motzei Shabbos. There's also a minik to sing Zmiris on Motzei Shabbos. We learned the person is not allowed to run on Shabbos. That's Simon Shin Aleph already. Unless it's a mitzvah matter. But if he's misanek, if he enjoys and gets tremendous pleasure from it, he'll be permitted whether he's a bocha or whether he's ancient like us. Okay.